The following is sponsored by Friedland Industries.
Hi, everybody. This is Scrapponomics, and I'm your host, Michael Bass, with Friedland Industries. Let's get started. I remember the first time my bulb burned out, and I thought, that's it. I'm burnt out. 86th. To the showers. But then the master gave me a brand new bulb, and I just glowed. Lampy, the brave little toaster. Prepare yourselves. We're about to go over something that may remind you of the brave little toaster, where the angry magnet at the scrapyard crushes the helpless, sad-looking vehicles. The difference is, we're going to talk about how you can go about scrapping your vehicle, get paid for it, and then the reality of how this is all part of the recycling process. First of all, let's get away from the words junk car here. This term isn't an accurate representation of what you have. The car isn't getting landfilled. Rather, you have an obsolete vehicle that you need to scrap. So, what do you do? First, you need to have the original title. The person whose name is on the title must have signed off on it, and there can't be a lien on the title in order for a scrap processor like Friedland to purchase it. For situations where you don't have the original title, you can apply for a salvage title at the Secretary of State or an abandoned vehicle title at your local law enforcement branch. Then, you can come to a scrap processor like Friedland, where we purchase whole vehicles by their weight and their value as a scrap commodity. The vehicle's net weight will determine how much we can pay you for it. If the fluids still need to be evacuated from the vehicle, at Friedland, for example, we deduct an environmental fee for the labor of making sure the fluids are evacuated in an environmentally safe manner. So, now that you know how to get paid for the scrap value of your vehicle, what happens next? Next week, we'll talk about what happens to the vehicle before it's eventually processed into something new. Tune in again next Thursday at 8:45 for Scrapponomics. To learn more, go to recyclelansing.com.